Section 5. Listen to the following interview.
Hello, Sadak.
Hello.
What does your name mean and what does it stand for?
Ah, okay. My first name is Salahuddin. Salahuddin. That's mean. Din is religion. Salah is like the good thing of religion. Salah. Salahuddin. And it's the name of a very famous Arabic fighter in the past who kept Jerusalem.
I see. So it's an Arabic name.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And about the Arabic language, what kind of letters do they use?
Arabic language?
Mm-hmm.
It's Arabic letters.
And is it different?
Very, very different, yes.
European languages?
Yes, very different. Sometimes we have the same words. They take these words from Arabic. Very, very, too much, yes. But the spelling is very different.
Uh-huh. And you're from Tunisia, which is in North Africa.
Yes.
And I've heard a difference made between North and what they call Sub-Saharan Africa.
Yes.
What is North Africa?
Okay, North Africa is these countries. Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, Libya, and Egypt. This is North Africa.
Mm-hmm.
Just below this is the Great Sahara of Africa. And after that, the Sub-Saharan countries. And many persons who come from Sub-Saharan who visit Tunisia, they say that Tunisia is not African country. It belongs too much to European country.
Mm-hmm.
There is a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I guess when people think of Africa, they have images of
yes, there is. Some stereotypes about Africans. Perhaps many people they said that they thought that Africans all are black,
mm-hmm.
or Arabian country they all they are like Saudi Arabia. They wear something on the head. But no, we haven't this. It's a traditional wear.
Good, thank you. So you feel that Tunisia is more. You belong more to Europe, or to the Middle East. Or to Africa?
I say to you something. We belong to many things. We are a mixture. We are Arabic. For example, for Arabic countries, we are Arabic. For European countries, we are very similar to them. For African, we are African. So it's a mixture.
Mm-hmm.
We belong to many...
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's probably a very good way to...
Do you find some common stereotypes? Or
we can't talk about stereotypes because they don't know where it is.
They don't know anything about Tunisia.
Very few people know about Tunisia. But, for example, the president of my daikaku, he know Tunisia. And I was surprised. And he said, yes, it's the country of Carthage and Hannibal. Wow! Yes! Yes. Mm-hmm. Our... In the last civilization, it was, yes, Carthage and Hannibal. You know Hannibal?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, I've heard of
it. Yes, he crossed Algeria, Morocco, Spain, and Italy. There were a war between Italy and Carthage. That's why he's very famous. And
so Carthage was the name of the country?
Yes. Until now, we call Tunisia Carthage.
Mm-hmm.
And the airport, for example, the airport in the capital is Tunis Carthage. Yes, we want to show that Carthage is in Tunisia.
Uh-huh, I see.
And Tunis is a Roman name, Tunis. Tunis.
Uh-huh, I see.
Yes, mm-hmm. Because after Carthage, the Romans came to Tunisia, and mm-hmm. They give this name to Tunisia.
I see. When was that about? About how many years? How many hundreds of years ago, I would assume?
I think 213 years before Jesus.
Oh, very, very, very early.
Yes.
Okay. So Carthage is very, very old.
And we have many ruins until now there. For example, the Colosseum. You know the Colosseum
mm-hmm.
of Rome?
Mm-hmm.
We have the copy in Tunisia, and it's the same.
And what kind of stereotypes did you have of Japan?
I like too much Japanese cartoon in the past, yes. But now they are... economy
mm-hmm.
and themselves, their psychology, mm-hmm. how they think.
I see. So, was there anything that surprised you a lot when you came to Japan? Or was
yes. My first impression, they are very simple. It's very simple life. The relationship between the Japanese person are choto cold. because in our countries, or even in Europe, in Italy, for example, good relationship, and they want to speak to you, to know what do you want, do you don't want, many things. So you can find many person in the cafe, and they talk, they laugh. But here, for example, when I was in the cinema, only the international student, they laugh, they show their feelings, and the others, they looking and perhaps they say in their minds, Gaijin.
What do you miss about Tunisia?
My friends, my family, Tunisian beaches, they are very nice. And now I suppose to swim and to don't think of anything. Perhaps I'm sure that I will miss too much my country in Ramadan. Mm. You know Ramadan?
I've heard of it.
It's 30 days without drinking and eating. Not in December. It depends, because we have a moon calendar and solar calendar.
Mm-hmm.
So in the moon calendar, it depends. It's always changing. And this Ramadan, it's 30 days. We don't eat and we don't drink from the beginning of the day until the end of the day. And no relationship between men and women. And after 30 days, in this day we can, it's finished Ramadan and it's a festival. It's like a contradiction. The men, they don't eat, they don't drink anything, but they are stronger than when they eat and they drink.
Uh-huh.
And it's
spiritual strength.
Yes, spiritual strength, yes. Because in that period of time, it's very nice to be in Tunisia or in Arabic country, because it's very nice atmosphere. It's very good feeling there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of like Christmas in America.
Yes, but it's 30 days.
Right. Well, sometimes Christmas is 30 days too.
Shopping.
Shopping.
Yes, yes.
You have the lights on, yes. For 30 days. The atmosphere is like